Hey guys, it's Alyssa.
And it's Kevin. And we're just going to take a quick second to let you know that today's episode is going to be a little bit different. We're kind of giving you a sneak peek at what we kind of want the podcast direction to go into. We're getting pretty close to kind of capping out what we can really talk about with the generations swapping out. So without further ado, welcome to Generation Gap. So, yeah. Hey, guys.
What's up?
Kevin here. Yeah.
Alyssa here.
Yeah. I mean, we kind of covered that in the intro. Yeah, what we were really wanting to kind of touch on with that little message in the intro was, you know, there's only so much that we can really talk about with the, you know, the generations and how things are going and whatnot. We have a few more up our sleeve, but we'll probably end up season one doing it that way. And then, so you'll probably have it for a couple more episodes, and then we're going to swap over. We haven't decided yet if we're going to use this platform or if we're going to go ahead and create a new podcast based on it. Kind of what I know Lissa's passion is more into it, but I also thoroughly enjoy it. We like to you know, dive into like murder, mystery, paranormal, stuff like that. I mean, you like it, don't you, Liz?
Yeah, I like scary movies.
You like scary movies?
Murder movies, ghost movies. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, today's episode, we're going to dive into something that's a little bit, it kind of dives the gap to Generation Gap and like the paranormal type stuff. We're going to be talking about the Mandela effect. Do you know what the Mandela effect is?
The what?
The Mandela effect. I've explained it to you in the past. I kind of told you what it is.
Wait, the Mandela effect?
Yes.
Like when you go...
Basically, all the Mandela effect is... Yeah, because you don't look like you really know exactly, but...
Wait, is it the one where, like, if you go, like, back in time and, like, change something and change...
No, that's a butterfly effect.
Oh, I thought that was...
But no, the Mandela effect is the one I was explaining to you the other day, where it's like, you remember something, it's like...
Oh, it's like you remember something, but then it wasn't exactly like that.
Yeah, and there's a couple theories on why it wasn't that way, but... Basically, all of it started, or it didn't really start. I mean, it's been happening to people for forever, but they basically gave it a name back in 2013. And the reason why this is called the Mandela effect is because Nelson Mandela, he was a president and activist and whatnot in South Africa. He died in 2013, which I know that's a big shocker to some of y'all because... A big remembrance of him, I mean, I even remember this back when I was in school, was that Nelson Mandela died in, like, the 80s in prison. That he got put in prison and then died there. And then you come to find out he lived until 2013 when he actually passed away. And that's why what the Mandela effect is referring to. So it's just stuff that you remembering happened. And it's something that there's no doubt in your mind that that's the way that things were. And it turns out it wasn't true. It's not what they were. So I've compiled a big list of them today to, you know, kind of like give examples on stuff. And some of them are a little sketchy. I mean, or not really some of them, but there is one towards the end I'm gonna throw out there. But some of them, I swear, they are what I think they are, and they're not.
Yeah.
So, we're going to start it off. You kind of didn't really remember this one the other day, but the peanut butter Jif has always been just Jif. It's never been Jiffy. And so many people remember it Jiffy. which, I mean, a lot of people attest that to the other peanut butter brand named Skippy, and they're just kind of throwing them together. But, I mean, I thought it was Jiffy for the longest time. Oh, yeah, I got this one with you, well, for you the other day. How do you spell Looney Tunes, Lissa?
It's L... Wait, I gotta think. L-O-O-N-E-Y-S. It's two. T-O-O-N-S. It has to be.
It's not.
It has to be.
It is L-O-O-N-E-Y. T-U-N-E-S. No. Like tunes, like music. No. It's Looney Tunes.
No, you're lying.
I know. It's
you're lying. Be quiet. Just be quiet. You're lying. You're ruining my childhood dream. Because I used to watch Looney Tunes all the time. And I swear it was L-O-O-N-E-S.
E-Y-S?
E-Y-S. E-Y-S.
Okay, we get that part, but the tunes. The tunes is what we're concentrated on here.
Yeah.
But yeah, I know what you're saying. It seemed like that to me, too.
Sorry.
Yes.
Excuse that.
But another one that was pretty prominent was the Bernstein Bears. See, I remember this one, like, on my life when I was a kid, that it was Bernstein Bears, like the last part of the name is S-T-E-I-N, but they don't exist. It's all false. It's not Bernstein Bears. It's Bernstein Bears. It's B-E-R-E-N-S-T-A-I-N. It's like a stain on your carpet, like Bernstein.
Oh, I never even heard of that. So
I never really introduced you to the Bernstein Bears. But the next one you have been introduced to, and you didn't believe it when I told you, but Curious George has never had a tail.
Bro, he is a
monkey without a tail.
He had a tail, bro.
Never. You can go back and look at all the images. There is no published work of Curious George with a tail. He's always been tailless.
Maybe you're just like lying.
Oh, I'm lying? Okay, lying. I'm lying now. I get it.
He's lying, guys. Don't believe him. Hey, that's the end of the episode. See you guys next time. Not doing that.
Yeah, that's not true. Febreze. How do you spell Febreze, Liz?
Febreze. F-R-E.
You, what?
Wait.
Febreze? It's F-R?
I can't spell. F.
F-A.
Oh, it's not F-A?
Or,
Febreze?
Yeah, it's F-E, that's right.
Okay,
now I can't spell.
Febreze. It's F-E-B-R-E-E-Z-E.
And that's not true.
What?
It's F-R, well, F-E, you got me doing the freaking F-R thing now. It's F-E-B-R-E-Z-E. There's no two E's
there
in the middle
of it. There's
two
freaking E's. There's two E's.
There isn't.
I don't know why you're lying today. Sorry, guys. Don't believe him. He's lying.
How do you spell Oscar Mayer? Like the weenies.
What?
Oscar Mayer. You never dealt with those?
The little weenies? Oscar Mayer?
Yeah, Oscar Mayer.
Oh. I don't know how to spell Oscar.
Okay, it was O-S-C-A-R. And I always thought it was M-E-Y-E-R. Like Oscar Mayer?
Mayer, like M.
But it's actually Oscar Mayer. It's M-A-Y-E-R.
No way.
What about Skechers, the shoes?
What?
How are those spelled?
Skechers. I don't know how to spell Skechers. But yeah.
So if I gave you these two spellings, which is S-K-E-C-H-E-R or S-K-E-T-C-H-E-R, which one would it be?
Wait, can you spell the first one again?
S-K-E-C-H-E-R.
The first one.
So basically there's just a T in it, where it'd be Skechers.
It's Skechers.
So with the T or without the T?
Without the T.
Well, that you would have it correct on that one.
Oh.
I've always thought it had the T on it. I thought it was like Skechers.
Hey, I got one right.
What about the Fruit Loops?
Bro. Okay, fruit. Okay, y'all all know how to spell fruit, I think. F-R-U-I-T, right?
Mm-hmm.
Loops. L-O-O-P-S.
Okay, well, you're wrong. It's F-R-O-O-T.
No!
Yeah.
No, it has not.
Yeah.
You were literally lying.
No.
Sorry, guys, he's lying.
Fruit Loops has always been F-R-O-O-T-L-O-O-P-S. And it's because the O-O in the fruit and the O-O in the loops, they put little Fruit Loops on the logo. So it's like there's four Fruit Loops on the logo.
Bro, like, no. I've eaten Fruit Loops for a while, and they always said the regular fruit and then loops.
Bro, yeah. What about that monocle on Mr. Monopoly? And the Monopoly guy.
You told me this one, I think.
Yeah. He's never had one. He don't have a monocle.
Bruh, I swear he does.
There is no eyeglass on that man.
I swear
that. And everybody says that people get it confused with the Planner's Peanut guy. Because he has a top hat and a monocle and a cane. But Mr. Monopoly has never had one.
That's a lie. Anyways, move on.
Pikachu's tail from Pokemon never had the black on the tip.
It literally had the black on the tip.
No, it's just a little brown splotch at the bottom.
I'm not even a Pokemon
fan. Well, I was into Pokemon when I was a kid and stuff, but I mean, I haven't really like looked into it too much here lately, but I mean, I remember the black on the tail, but it's not.
It is.
It's not. There's no black on his tail.
There was black on his tail.
That's just like there's no hyphen in the word Kit Kat. The line in between the words, it just says Kit Kat. A lot of people think that the T looks kind of close to the hyphen on Kit, but there's never been a hyphen in it.
I don't think I've ever thought of that.
When you think of the Fruit of the Loom logo, what's it look like to you?
What do you mean Fruit of the Loom?
It's like the underwear brand with like the fruits and stuff.
Yeah,
what does
fruits.
It look like?
It has like a grape. Fruit and then that.
Is there anything behind the fruits to you? Or is it just fruits?
It's fruit and then doesn't it say Fruit of the Loom?
Well, what I'm saying is like, is there like a cornucopia thing? Like that brown, like horn looking thing holding the fruits in the back of it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's never been there. It's always been just the fruits. There's never been a cornucopia on their logos. But I remember the cornucopia being there.
Bro, now you lying. Because I've seen so many commercials about Fruit of the Loom, and they had that little thing, so.
Oh, yeah, this one I remember I told you the other day, and you got mad at it. Which, Cheez-Its are not Cheez-Its, they're just Cheez-It. There's no Z after it.
There is a freaking T. Oh, I'm in a Z. It's C-H-E-E-Z with... I-T-Z.
No,
it's just
C-H-E-E-Z hyphen I-T.
No.
There is no Z on the end of
no.
that.
No. Guys, he's lying. Guys, literally, it's Cheez-Its.
Is it?
Yes.
Well, that's like a lot of people remember, like, Barnes & Noble's. Mm-hmm. It's just Barnes & Noble. There's no S on the end of Noble.
Barnes & Noble's.
But I mean, that one I didn't have on my list, but a lot of people confuse that. Another one I have on the list is Double Stuff Oreos. I mean, you said you've always seen it the right way the other day when I was talking to you about this, but it's only got one F on the end of stuff. I remember there being two Fs.
Oh, I don't remember being one.
But
so yeah, guys, I'm smart.
How do you spell Flintstones?
Huh?
How do you spell the Flintstones?
The Flintstones, F L Flint I N T. S-T-O-N-E-S.
See, you got it right.
Flintstones. Duh.
Well, I've always known it as the Flintstones, not the Flintstones.
Oh.
But yeah, I mean, apparently there is a T after Flynn.
Flintstones.
Which makes it Flintstones.
Ooh, guys, I'm smart again and he got this one wrong. Let's go.
Okay. Then we'll go for a couple of these movie quotes.
Oh no.
Yeah. Like, in Forrest Gump, he never says life is like a box of chocolates. He always talks in the past tense. It's always life was like a box of chocolates.
I never watched Forrest
Gump. I know you've never seen Forrest Gump, but I know a bunch of our viewers have. And, yeah, it's never is. It's always was. He talks in the past tense every time he says it. In Snow White, never says mirror, mirror on the wall. It's always been magic mirror on the wall.
It's mirror, mirror on the wall. It's like, mirror, mirror on the wall. Tell me who is the fairest of them all.
No, it's magic mirror on the wall.
It's mirror, mirror on the wall, guys. He's lying.
We can go back and watch it.
No.
Just like Darth Vader, he says...
Luke, I am
he
your
does
father.
Not say Luke,
he
I
says,
am your father.
That's literally the most iconic line ever, and you're saying that it was like, Luke, I am your father.
No, he says, no, I am your father.
He
does not say. He does not say Luke.
He says Luke, guys. Don't listen to him. He said, Luke, I am your father.
Silence of the Lambs? He never says, hello, Clarice.
He literally says that!
He says, good morning. That's it.
No, he
says, never actually
hello,
tells
Clarice.
Her that. He doesn't say it.
Yes, he does in the movie. Yes, he does, because I remember because I was watching it with Madre. Because, like, he's standing in that glass thing. He's like, hello, Clarice. He literally says, hello, Clarice. Don't even say he says good morning, because he said, hello, Clarice. So.
All right, when you're thinking of Queen singing, and they're like, we are the champions.
We
at the very last one. It's like, we are the champions.
Of the world.
They never say of the world afterwards.
Yes, they did.
Nope, they never screamed it
yes,
out.
They
screamed
did.
Out one time. And that was during their iconic performance at the... I think it was at Rite Aid or whatever. But that was it.
Like,
they've never done it like on the soundtracks or anything. There's never been a belted out of the world.
Hey, he's lying. I heard it on Crazy Frog. Be quiet. I heard it on Crazy
Yeah,
because
Crazy Frog is a really good fact
yes,
checker, ain't it?
It's fire.
You won't remember this, but I'm sure plenty of people that are on here remember this. I completely remember there being a movie with Sinbad as a genie called Shazam. Shazam never happened, ever. That movie don't even exist. But there is a movie with Shaquille O'Neal as a genie called Kazam. So it's like, it's basically the same movie, but everybody remembers it being Sinbad, and they remember it being called Shazam, not Kazam. And the last one I have right now until we get back from the break was that the Challenger explosion. It happened on January 28th of 1986. A lot of people remember that going in 84 or 85, and it did not happen until 86. So, I mean, I don't know what the thought process is on that, but for whatever reason, people think it happened earlier than it actually did. And with that, we're going to send you off to break. And we're back.
Yes, we are.
All right, so how do you feel about all of these... effect so far, Liz?
They're stupid.
Why are they stupid?
Because they're all false. They're not true.
They're all false. I'm lying. None
yeah,
of it's true.
None of it's true. It's all false lies, and I'm just not going to believe it.
You're just not going to put up with it?
Yep.
All right, well, this last one that I have, I saved it for last because this one really, like it kind of freaks me out because it's so, like, in detailed in there that it's crazy.
Do I know about it?
You don't know about it, and I wouldn't know because I don't have like firsthand experience being there and stuff, but it's crazy. Okay, So, all this started happening around, I think it's like around 2013 or something. I don't remember. It's during one of the Crocodile Dundee movies. There's a scene in that movie where Crocodile Dundee rides his boat past the Statue of Liberty in New York, right? Well, when he drives it past, then you look and you're like, man, the Statue of Liberty looks really close to the Twin Towers, the World Trade Centers. So actually, that's when somebody noticed it was in 2013, but that movie came out in the 90s. But they noticed that, so they started looking into it. You know, everybody and their dog that's been there swear that the Statue of Liberty is on Ellis Island in New York City, right? The Statue of Liberty is on Liberty Island in New York City. It's not on that, on Ellis. There's nothing on Ellis Island. And you want to know the strange thing about this?
What?
I looked at a few articles concerning this, and there's actually a Facebook page that people like look to and whatnot, where they post pictures of them posing with the Statue of Liberty on Ellis Island, right? Mm-hmm. Well, they do pictures of them posing with the Statue of Liberty, but the Statue of Liberty is not in the picture. They're posing to nothing. It's just blank behind them.
What?
So everybody that's been going there, and you know that, like, it shows people like walking up the stairs to go to the Statue of Liberty. They're walking up just stairs. At the top, there's nothing. Like, there's people doing little Statue of Liberty like poses, and there's nothing behind them. Because they have all these photos from back in the 90s or 80s or whatever of them going to see the Statue of Liberty on Ellis Island, but nothing's there in the photos. Now everything's on Liberty Island. And according to some of them, if you go to a certain spot on... I don't know what the coordinates were. I wasn't able to dig deep enough to find out what the coordinates were. But if you go on to the certain coordinates on Google Maps, then it will show, like, the base, you know, that the Statue of Liberty stands on Ellis Island, with no Statue of Liberty on it. It's just the base standing up there. So it's almost like they moved the Statue of Liberty and didn't tell anyone about it and erased all photos of it.
What? That kind of, like, confuses me.
It confuses you?
Yeah.
Like, confuses a lot of people, because everybody remembers it being on Ellis Island, but it's on Liberty Island. Just like a lot of people remember going up into, like, the Statue of Liberty's head in the statue to go and look into, or up to the torch or something like that, and you're not allowed to go up there anymore. And they said that you've never been allowed to go up there, but people have pictures of themselves being up there, but they said nobody's ever been allowed up there. It's weird. Like, no joke, I'll take you to that page here after a while, but there's people posing with pictures of the Statue of Liberty in the background and doing, like, Statue of Liberty poses, and there's nothing behind them. They're posing with absolutely nothing, just like the city's behind them and the ocean's behind them, but there's no statue in the picture.
That's crazy, bro. What? You just, like, made my brain hurt. For what?
So, that's kind of all I had for examples prepared for this episode. But I did want to kind of get into theories on why this type of stuff happens. So, the first theory is just false memories. False, like, people just all somehow remember the exact same thing and everybody's wrong. That just doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
Yeah.
Make any sense to you? Like, somehow everybody, like, they chop it up to certain certain, like, key words and phrases and stuff, because, you know, certain psychologists, they say more detailed type stuff will trigger your brain differently. Mm-hmm. Like, if I told you one day, like, we're going to Lubbock tomorrow. But then, instead of just saying, so what are we doing in Lubbock? Did you get any information? Do you know what we're doing? You're like, oh yeah, we're going to Lubbock. But if I told you, like, hey, we're going to Lubbock because we're going to go see your grandma, and then we're going to go and hang out at, like, Main Event or something. Mm-hmm. Then in your mind, you're always going to remember that he told me that we're going to Lubbock to do this, because it's more detailed. It's more of an explain type thing. So some of these stuff, like, that they don't make sense, like the Cheez-Its. Like, nobody ever says Cheez-It, because, like, nobody's looking at one Cheez-It to eat, you know? Like, so everybody, in everybody's minds, they're always eating that more than one Cheez-It. So in everybody's mind, they start remembering Cheez-Its. So, I mean, that's kind of what the falsified memory would be. Then we have confabulation.
That's a big smart
one. Confabulation is basically the concept of you explaining to everybody what happened, what this is, like, so-and-so, and giving them complete false information, but going into such detail that they believe it. So it's like, I watched that, and he said, Luke, I am your father, and you're like, well, I don't have any facts to, you know, bring this up before going ahead and just agreeing with them, so Luke, I am your father.
He did say that, though.
Are you sure?
Yes!
So if we go and watch the movie right after this, that's what he's going to say.
Mm-hmm. He'll be like, Luke, I am
your father. Well, I've rewatched this scene a few times, and he definitely says, no, I am your father.
He says, Luke, I am your father. That's literally the most iconic line ever.
So that's what confabulation is. Basically, someone's just giving you a bogus story that has no facts behind it, and you believe them because they go into such detail about it. Now, the other...
So, like, lying?
So, basically, they're lying and, like, giving you information that's not correct, but you believe them. So, that's basically what confabulation is. So, that brings me to my last theory that I took up on here, and this is by far my favorite theory, which is alternative realities. I know it sounds crazy, but bear with me. So there's a bunch of different types of alternative realities that are kind of theoried out. One is a string theory, and that's what they think that this one would be. More than anything, it would be a string theory. So they believe that there's parallel universes to ours that's basically the exact same as ours, right? Mm-hmm. And they go together like a string on a guitar, you know, like one's here, one's here, one's here, one's here. And they constantly move like this, you know, kind of like a fish swimming up and down and up and down, a little wave going.
Yeah.
Well, they said... Somebody says they think that, you know, from time to time that wave will get out of sync. So the next timeline over, or the timeline under us, their wave kind of gets out of sync, to where at very, like, small points our time or our universes intersect. And that's when all our information gets completely jarbled up. Will move the Statue of Liberty over. It'll change Luke, I am your father to no, I am your father. It'll change Freddie Mercury never singing of the world and we are the champions at the end, you know? Like, that's what they think. I mean, there's a bunch of different types of alternative reality theories out there. My favorite one is that there's an endless amount of alternative realities for every single choice that somebody makes.
Like, as different outcomes, or what?
Yeah, so basically, like, when I was looking and I go, I think I'm gonna marry Mama. Mm-hmm. In another version, there's me that married Mama now, and there's another version where I decided not to ask Mama to marry me. Like whenever anything happens, like I think I'll put deodorant on this morning. There's a version that does, there's a version that doesn't. Every single choice you make, there's another version of reality that pops up. That's the theory on that one, is that there's countless alternative realities that could be intersected with ours. And, you know, there's one other theory with all that, that one of the guys, whenever I was looking at the Ellis Island, Liberty Island thing with the Statue of Liberty was showing, was he said maybe the Mayans were correct and maybe our world did end in 2012 whenever they predicted it would end. But we just wound up ending our world and piggybacking into another reality, and that's why so much stuff has changed now than what a lot of people remember it being. Because you got to remember, like, that was 2012 when that happened. People didn't start noticing all the differences and stuff until 2013.
Dang. It's still Luke, I am your father.
It's still Luke, I am your father.
Yes, it's still Luke, I am your father.
But, you know, with that, I think that's a good, kind of a good point to kind of sit there. I mean, what are your thoughts about it? Like, what do you think happened?
Why do you think
people are remembering different or you know, thinking of something that it never happened, or...
Well, I...
Like, what's your thought? What do you think it is?
Okay, sorry. Well, I kind of believe what you said.
What, alternative realities?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a possibility.
Or, like, maybe, like, so many people were talking about it, and you heard from this one person, like, everybody was like, yeah, this happened. Everybody just stuck on the one thing, and then, like, when they actually listened to it again or something, they noticed, like, something different. Because they overlooked it the first time, and then now they were actually paying attention, or, like, something to, like, details, they're like, oh, it actually wasn't.
Honestly, I think that's what it is. I would love to have the idea of alternative realities. Like, it sounds so cool, so fun to me. You know, there's different versions of us. Like, you know, one, Trump didn't get president. One, Trump did regain presidency whenever he went against Biden. Or you know, okay, well, we did wind up getting this car that flies. Or, you know, like, all sorts of stuff. It's cool to think about.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's the case here. The Ellis Island thing, that's the only one that just completely puzzles me because of all those weird pictures of people posing. Unless it's just like a group of people like doing the biggest troll on the internet I've ever seen. But I think it's a mix between the false memories and confabulation. Because, I mean, false memories, I mean, everybody has false memories. I mean, heck, sometimes I forget my kids' names. but I mean, you have false memories, and you do have people that like to talk stuff up, act like they know everything, and then some people just don't feel like putting in enough effort to go in and check it out. You don't fact check them, which, I mean, a lot of people are fact checking nowadays, but it's not to the point if somebody's just talking to you like, yeah, this happened in that movie, then that's what happened. Yeah. But I mean, I think it's more of that.
Yeah.
So, but I think we're going to take that as a segue to go ahead and give you your dad joke of the day. Because regardless of whether we change this podcast up and start doing this type of stuff, you know, I mean, and I would like everybody's input. I mean, we have our Facebook account
set up.
but yeah, just go and search Generation Gap. Go ahead and leave us a message. Kind of let us know what you think. Let us know if there's anything we can do better. And I mean, that'd be great. But I mean, regardless on whether we change podcast or keep it the same, this dad joke of the day ain't going away anytime soon.
Yeah, and hopefully you are not too surprised that we literally just completely changed from, like, generation gap to, like,
yeah,
we theories just... and, like, scary stuff. Yeah. It's just because, like, we're more into that, and I feel like it would be passionate. A lot... Yeah, same thing, I think. Like, okay, anyways, and, like, I think, like, we're more into that, and it would be, like, more exciting to talk about, you know?
Yeah, I can agree.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there's also a lot more material there. I mean, there's so many different murder mysteries. There's so many, like, you know, cryptids and, yeah. like, mysteries going on. There's unexplained deaths in the past. There's people that have been, like, found different weird, like, chupacabras or Bigfoot or Loch Ness Monster. You know, there's so much stuff that we can cover. So, I mean,
it's time to get on with the dad joke because he said we're going to say it. Anyway,
yeah, I know. I just wanted to go ahead and let everybody know. So, without further ado, let's do the dad joke of the day. So,
it's his turn.
All right, Lissa, here's a good one for you.
Okay.
What kind of noise does a witch's vehicle make?
A witch's? Like a witch?
Yeah, like what kind of noise does the witch's vehicle make?
What?
Broom, broom.
Bro, it's so stupid. It's like, it's so stupid. It's so
And that has been the dad joke of the day.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, yeah, that's about all the time we have today. But like I said, if y'all have any questions, comments, anything that you just like to know, just go ahead and hit us up on Facebook. Type in Generation Gap and you should be able to pull us up. So let's go ahead and let Lissa take us out.
Oh, me? Okay. Let me scoot over here. Thank you everyone for listening to this week's episode of Generation Gap. If you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts, then be sure to leave a positive review to help our podcast grow. Be sure to stop in every Monday at 8 a.m. Central, where we will continue to discuss hits, trends, and media, and so much more related to our generations. Thank you, and we hope to see you all there.
All right, guys. We'll see y'all later.
Bye.
Bye.